this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number
17. 18, actually. We did, I called out 17 loudly and then I looked up. Dude, we did two episodes in 1 week, so this is technically week 18.
This is 18,
episode
right here.
18.
Congratulations, fellas.
Applausa.
We're like 74 in dog years.
That's rather unique. Who's a famous number 18?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like he's a very polarizing figure in sports, just like we're very polarizing figures in the podcast world. People are talking about us left and right.
Left and right.
You cannot avoid us. You cannot avoid Chrome Bills.
All the three friends that I've shared this with have talked to me about it.
You have three? Damn, you tripled mine.
Yeah. We're getting large, son.
Yeah. It's working out.
What up, K-Chrome?
What up, man? Dude, I'm kind of struggling, admittedly. I slept for 4 hours last night because shit got a little crazy. Yo, by the way, did you put a name dropper button on there?
No, I didn't.
On
not.
The soundboard?
But
you
I
need
will.
To get something that goes,
oh, I got one right here. It goes like this.
Who are you?
Could you hear that?
Oh, I'm not hearing the soundboard.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are
you? You must have heard that.
Mm-mm, I didn't hear it. Which one was it?
It's the who are you button.
Oh, it should be. Yeah, that's a good one, actually. We could go with the who are you's for the name dropping.
Shouts to Nardwar.
Who'd you see last night? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I started.
Who are you?
I started out by going to this free outdoor concert that had. It was in Metro Tech Square or some shit like that in downtown Brooklyn. And it had. Get all those who are you's in there,
get
baby.
Get in there. Touch
who's,
all the buttons.
Who was playing?
Touch
was
all
playing?
The buttons.
I'm just going to hit it after every
that
name.
Was playing. Was the one and only The Genius, the GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Who are you?
Wow.
He was rocking with the live band. Who did probably like a 45-minute set. I feel like I hate that I can't hear the soundboard right now.
That's all right.
I feel like y'all are going in.
He abused it.
I lost privileges.
How do you guys feel about hip-hop with the live band? Like, if you were going to see the GZA and it was outside in the park, would you rather it be with a live band or rather hear the records?
If the sound is right, yeah. I feel like somebody like him could only be brought up by a live band. Hell yeah. I mean, he's amazing, yeah. And if the sound was right, that would be really incredible.
I missed what you said. Did he have a live band?
He did have a live band,
okay.
Yeah.
Was the sound bad because it was outside?
No, because it wasn't. There weren't that many people there, and it wasn't that big of a park. It wasn't like seeing something at FedEx Field.
Did anyone say, while outdoors, we in the building? I love when rappers say that. Like,
yes,
I went to an outdoor show and someone was like, we
imagine.
In the building. I was like, no, we're not. We're outside.
Did you sit in the front, Chuck?
It was a standing show.
Okay.
Oh,
did
but
you
you're
stand?
Referring to the... No, I left it open because...
that space is reserved for the Klan.
Hey.
The Klan belongs in front.
Yo, so what is the lyric in that song? So it goes, Klan in the front. Let your feet stump.
Yeah.
On the left. What's the
rag
lyric after on
death?
The left?
Is it rag shit to death?
Wow, good call. He knows the answer to this question.
I don't. No, I've always wondered that. Is it rag shit to... Whatever it is, it doesn't make any sense.
We looked it up once.
Hood's on the right. Wow for the night. Like, that shit makes perfect sense.
We did
what
look it up.
What is rag and- shit to death?
I'm sure it's a slang term that...
I think we're just misunderstanding the words.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I don't even speak English.
You knew what clusty was.
I do know what both hands are clusty.
What does that even mean?
I think they're encrusted with diamonds.
Oh, word?
Like, no. They have a cluster of diamonds. So they're clusty.
Okay.
That's my interpretation of Ghostface.
Okay.
In
challenge me, people.
In Chuck Hates' career news, I read another article about the guys that started Rap Genius, and they're up to $15 million, and I just want to stab them with a pen.
Why?
Right in the fucking neck.
You don't like them?
No, I just straight up jealousy. I don't know anything about them. Steve told me they kind of got herbed on, I think, Combat Jack.
They were on Combat Jack, the Combat Jack show, and they were herbing them the whole time.
Really?
And the dudes were dickheads about the whole thing.
How so?
They were just like, yeah, we know we didn't really pay dues, and we just kind of came out of nowhere, and we're making all this money.
Okay.
And like, they were like basically telling those
dudes. What are they supposed to do? Give it back?
Yeah, they should give it back.
What are they doing with
you
it?
You got to pay your dues. I don't know.
Have they kept making
what they said they're going to do is apply the rap genius formula to other genres of music.
Already started.
And movies and like, you know.
Right.
They have like a deli sandwich genius where you can find out like what's behind the Larry David sandwich, you know, what the meanings behind all the ingredients are at Subway sandwiches. And,
okay.
I'm just bullshitting.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
I'm very lost.
Ice cream genius.
I'm very lost.
Do you know what rap genius is?
Well, let's start at the beginning.
I'm not saying
that I'm not someone who doesn't know what it is. But for anyone in our audience, including me, who doesn't know what it is, let's explain what it is.
So rap genius.
Yo, that was real radio shit right there.
That was radio shit.
You can tell we're getting up there in episodes when Cole's proven making maneuvers like that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
So you've been to these lyric pages for hip-hop lyrics online? Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's taking it a step further. And so people are contributing lyrics, but then if you hover over like four bars, it'll have the whatever author of the lyrics who typed them up, he'll put his interpretation of what the artist was trying to say with these four bars.
Okay.
So like I'm just gonna make one up. Like I'm insane in the brain. I'll throw your mama from the train. They'll be like, he was referring to the 1986 movie with Danny DeVito, like throw your mama from the train.
Like footnotes.
Footnotes, exactly. That was a much easier way to explain what I was trying to get to.
Well, that's the thing, like footnotes aren't necessarily interpretations. They're used saying like what a source came from.
But these are interpretations because they're, you could be any fucking asshole on the street.
Do you think it serves a valuable purpose?
Sure. It's cool.
But the beef is that the people that they're getting the lyrics from don't see a dime.
No, they definitely don't see a dime. It's all user. It's genius because...
It's not entirely true because they've been paying some people to do the videos themselves. Like I think like 50 Cent and Sky Zoo and a couple guys have gone in and they actually, when you hover over the lyrics, then they'll talk about the rhyme for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I saw. Wasn't Sean Price
1%.
In there?
That's 1%. Yeah,
okay. I saw like maybe Torre and Sean Price were up there giving their interpretations of their own lyrics and they were paying those dudes.
That's cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very viable service.
These guys are nice guys.
But how are they getting herbed on that dude's show?
In the song, same song, real quick, while we're on it, there's a Humpty lyric that says, hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Can you give me a sample of what the footnotes on that lyric would be?
Are you hovering over it right now so you know what that is?
No, I just, for some reason, I was writing down things to talk about on the show, and I somehow wanted to bring that lyric in.
Well, like, he was being
it.
Clever because he rhymed lyrical with miracle, and then whip refers to a food product.
Right.
Like, that's
and
the
I think
type
the
of shit that'll be
on is like,
there.
Just like butter, my rhymes are legit. Because I'm the Humpty.
Well, some
the
of them Humpty sound Humpty, like, it sounds like hump. It could be really hit or miss in terms of how worthwhile it is to see. Because the idea of, like, oh, it refers to miracle, no shit. Like
right.
I'm not
a lot of that
old.
Is like dumb. It's dumb shit like that.
If it was some ill shit where they're like, oh, they recorded it in this studio, like the Kool G Rap Fact on the symphony that he broke the reel, that'd be a cool thing to see on there.
Yeah.
Or like when I read it for Kendrick Lamar ADHD, like I don't partake in any recreational drug use aside from my raging alcoholism, and so a lot of the references I didn't get. You know, I don't know like what the fucking code name for some of these pharmaceutical drugs are, and they're riddled through the whole song. So it was interesting for me because I'd heard the song, you know, 100 times. I thought I knew the lyrics pretty well.
You should do more drugs, man. You'll be able to understand more.
Yeah, dude.
Drugs get you involved in things.
Right. Drugs get you involved in your couch.
Yeah. Isolated, nice and faded.
Mm. Oh, so circling back. So I went to the GZA show. Watched that. It was an early joint because it was outside. It ended at like 9 o'clock. And after that, we got guest listed at my friend is Green Lantern's manager.
Who are you?
That was good.
Who are you? He's also the head of A&R at Ultra Records.
What? Wait, what records?
Ultra Records.
Who are you?
Okay. Electronic dance music primarily.
Oh, okay.
But he got us on this list where there's the number one song in the country right now is called Loyal by Lorde, L-O-R-D-E. And we went. She was their third night in a row doing a sold-out show in New York.
Holy shit.
This one was in Brooklyn.
Any good?
Yeah, dude. This girl, she's like 16 years old or 17 maybe.
Wow.
My jokes for the rest of this bit.
From New Zealand. Can't believe that's somebody's granddaughter. And she is somewhere between like Santa Gold and maybe Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Like really 60, you know, like that 65 to 90 beat per minute type of driving production.
That's slow, that's, actually. Just for the DJs out there, fact-checking.
It's not like a R&B thing, though. Like, it's still drum-driven music that has a cool, like, head bob to it. Maybe it's more than 65.
100 is where you go fast.
So what's her deal? What is she talking about at 16?
Dude, that's what's crazy. The songs are, like, ridiculously poetical. They're hypothetical, political, lyrical miracle whips.
I listened to the Royal song today because you sent it to me. It was good teen angst music.
The what song?
I think that
it was good teen angst music.
I wouldn't
music.
Anticipate Steve to like that, but I would anticipate his wife to like it a lot.
What are you trying to say about my wife?
Me at the song.
No, I do not doubt. I was not knocking the song. I thought the song was very good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, I enjoy the angst of it.
Yeah, there's some angst and some confusion
we're going to cut it after letting this ride for a little bit. That's dope.
We're going to let this ride for a minute. This is about 115 beats per minute. If you were a DJ.
Is it on with the regular
hit? So we're going to take a brief hiatus and come back. Yeah.
So okay. I believe...
okay.
I believe... What? Nothing happened. We're not going to talk about this. Nothing happened.
I would like to connect our thoughts later.
I do want to play.
I also want to play. All right, so that takes us smoothly into a transitional period.
By the way, I'm the guilty party of having technological difficulties doing a interstate podcast. It sounds illegal, actually.
Do we have to pay taxes on this?
Good point.
We are crossing state boundaries.
We are. I think that makes us exempt.
We're religious organizations.
I will ask Lauren Hill what her take on this is. All right, gentlemen. So these questions can be answered by the both of you. I was going to rank them. Let me just read through real quick, and I can rank these on difficulty. The format is similar to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay. All
right.
You'll have four choices, all right?
All right.
But you won't be phoning a friend. You guys can talk amongst yourself if you want.
We kind of are.
Yeah.
Microphoning a friend.
Okay. We'll start with this one. Was that me clearing
Is there any sort of theme to this? Did I miss that?
Hip-hop. It's hip-hop.
Oh, it's just hip-hop?
Yeah, hip-hop trivia, and then you got four choices.
All right, I like it.
And a lot of these are... I was finding that I was having to do which of the following does not... qualifies this, you know, but whatever.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
How much money do I stand to win in this game?
I will bum you my last cigarette.
A Chrome billionaire?
True.
Chrome Bills.
Yo, shout out to the Chrome Billions. It's the fans that keeps the show alive.
Shout out to Jim. Shout out to Willie Y.
Thank you.
Shout out to Stevie I. What the fuck do we call him? Stevie I? All right. Question number one. Question the first. What was Grand Poobah's DJ's name?
Oh, I know it right away.
This is A. Tommy Hilfiger. B. DJ Polo. C. DJ Alamo. D. Stud Doogie.
Stud Doogie.
That's just how Grand Poo and Stud Doogie do.
You guys got the first question wrong. It's DJ Alamo.
Was it really? That's the one I was sure it was.
Dude, what are you talking about? It's Doug Dougie.
Not his DJ. Sorry.
I can see that. I mean, who doesn't think of Doug Dougie?
He was in the crew. He was doing part production, but he was not the DJ.
You're right. He does shout out Alamo on 2000.
DJ Alamo, are you with me?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the song that goes, it's like,
good job,
get
fellas.
Down with Grand Puba and Doug Dougie do. It's a great one.
That wasn't, I don't know. That wasn't Ooh and I Like It.
Ooh and I Like It. He said, don't even come with that 69, hon. As I told you last week, 68.
68 and I owe you one. All right, question number two. Which of the following would not be considered an old school hip hop group?
Educated Consumers.
A. A. The Treacherous Three. B. The Funky Four Plus One More. C. Slappy B and the Slappers. C. The Fearless Four.
I'm going with the Slappy D and the Slapdicks.
Okay, all right, good.
Does that group even exist?
No, I just all made right. that up.
I was like, God, I should know about those guys.
I was gonna put Frankie B and the LA Posse, but that would have been a dead giveaway.
I feel like the other thing was all of them. They had, you know, Treacherous Three, Fantastic Four,
right?
It's like super repetitive.
Yeah,
I kind of miss that shit.
It's good. It'd be good. Terrific. I think we should come up with a rap group though called Different Styles.
Different Styles. I have different styles, even though they all sound like the same styles. It's Different Styles.
It's quite an appropriate style.
Who would be some of the rappers in the group called Different Styles?
Mr. Lith.
You gotta have your boy Mr. Lith over here.
Mr. Lith.
Mr. Lith.
My thoughts rising. I'm a superstar. I'm riding over the beat.
Everlast.
Like it's a snowmobile.
Everlast.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Neverlast?
Neverlast.
He's like, yo, oh, all right, man.
Yo, I'm out.
I'm done. I kicked my shit.
All right. Question.
That reminds me of that dude that plays Taco on the League. I can't remember his name in real life, but he has these rap videos where he rhymes as like 15 different people. Cool. I'm pretty
the
sure
John LaJoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those
John
are good.
John LaJoy. Yeah.
And he's like the rapper.
Have you ever been high as fuck?
The rapper who knows too much line. About bees. There's an MC who just comes in. He's like, I'm MC, knows too much about beads. 75 miles per hour is the average speed.
What else you got there, Fancy Pants?
All right. Which of the following rappers started off their career as a DJ? A. KRS-One. B. Redman. C. Roz-Coz. D. AC Alone.
Redman.
I'm going Redman.
Ding, 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 ding. Well played.
Who was he DJing for?
For
K-Solo.
Lords of the Un... No.
K-Solo. K-Solo.
Really? No.
Is my mic on? It's K-Solo.
It's definitely not K-Solo. We can't hear you, Chuck.
Wasn't there a pretty big Lords of the war for him?
Lords of the Underground. What's the MC's name from Lords of the Underground?
The Funky Child?
Mr. Funky?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like Such and Such or something like that.
Do It All.
Do It All. Thank you. What did I say? Such and Such. My bad.
He's in many styles.
Get her done.
Yo, he's in different styles. See, Such and Such.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I spit the Such and Such with such disgust.
Are we writing this down, many styles?
Different styles. We'll remember.
Different
that.
Styles.
How could you forget?
My bad.
How could you forget?
We have a digital.
I know the audience wishes we would forget. They would. We're not they going do. To.
Okay. Which platinum-selling rap group was discovered at a talent show? A. The Ghetto Boys. B.
Das Effects.
The Wu-Tang Clan. C. Freddie B. and the Mic Masters. Or D. Das Effects.
Das Effects.
Das Effects.
It was
did you
Virginia,
know that, Chuck?
Right?
Chuck, you knew
I
that.
I did.
Right?
It's in Check the Technique. I think they talk about it.
It is. Yeah. Yep. They were at where did they go?
I thought it was a school in Virginia.
What's the state school in Virginia? I think it was Virginia State.
Virginia State.
Yeah, I think it was Virginia State.
Is there a Virginia State? I thought it's Virginia Commonwealth. VCU.
There's VCU UVA.
It wasn't UVA. Although I like to imagine Das Effects going to UVA
wearing,
for some reason.
Wearing pink shirts for to do.
Wearing two wearing two collared shirts together. Was it They're like riggedy riggedy Ralph Lauren.
Piggity pass me the Prosecco.
Tickety Tom Cole.
Tom Cole. He said Tom Cole.
Tom Cole.
Tom Cole is the shit.
Too.
Yo, that's different styles. Yeah, it's Tom Cole.
Different styles. I just put my name at the end. Tommy Cole.
Okay. That was interesting. So I feel like a Rolling Stone gathers no moss, so why don't we just keep it moving?
Keep going.
K-I-M, son.
I don't want to stop. I want to keep going.
All right. Which of the
I prefer to keep going.
Which of the following names is not one of Lord Finesse's nicknames? A, the Funky Man. B, the Underboss.
No, let that one marinate.
It's
for
been
a second,
marinating though. For about underboss? 15 minutes.
The Underboss.
I don't think that's a real word. I'm challenging that one,
dude. And I don't think you want to let an Underboss marinate for 15 minutes. I'm just.
Furthermore,
saying.
I feel like the reason that somebody wouldn't choose that as a rap name is because it's not a good connotation. Like, somebody shows up, they're like, I want to talk to the boss. Well, I'm the underboss. Well, but you're not the boss, so get the fuck out of the way.
Maybe that's like, I mean, if there's like an office that has bunk beds set up, you know, like bunk offices.
Right.
And he's the one on the bottom. He's the underboss.
Right. Well, I feel like we could also say, for tax purposes going forward, each of us is individually an underboss on Chrome Bills. When you think about it.
No, I'm the boss and you two are
underboss.
Oh.
All right, I can live with that. I really can.
Underboss. Steve looked at me like, hell no, and Cole said,
No, I'm cool with it too. That's fine.
I can do
You've
it.
You've always been Mike number one, and I'm good with that. All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Make some coffee. Spruce up. You'll be good. Go ahead.
I'm going to blow you guys' egos
whoa,
up.
Whoa.
I do want to say, I
we
listened
can cut
to
out egos, right?
I'm feeling like the underboss.
I'm gonna underboss the fuck out of you both. I was so excited after we did episode 17.
Whoa, hey, yo, that right there.
But I went back
you weren't excited. That was good. You think excited's the wrong word?
We had some really good momentum going.
You thought excited was the wrong word?
We did. We did. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, you guys want to just send me an IM when you're done. And I'll jump in.
Sorry.
But I listened to 16 and I thought that, you know, the DC side of the G-Chat camera really held it down. You guys did a very
good
job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That deserves a... Yeah, it was some good shit. I mean, it was no political goddess in Bombaria, but it was pretty close.
Right.
Political goddess of Bombaria. Yeah, what beat is this? This shit kind of cranks.
Another Pete Rock. This is Give It To Y'all.
I can see Cole.
This beat is it's yeah. Slamming. It's a good cypher beat.
I'm about to do it.
Cypher.
I'm about
cypher.
To make it happen. You try to keep it real.
Yo,
but
I gotta
really
bring up the
rapping.
BET cyphers when we're done with the there's some drama popping off.
Alright.
I gotta bring up the BET cyphers when we're done with your Who Wants to Be a Hip Hop Mega Trillionaire. All right. Oh fuck it, I want a trillion.
I will use my lifeline.
I'm going to finish this question at some point.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I do doubt it.
Underboss.
Okay.
Underboss.
Which of the following names is not one of Lord Finesse's nicknames? A, the Funky Man. B, the Underboss. C, the Funky Technician. D, the Funk Soul Brother. E, the Stank Lord.
Wow, you gave us five on that one.
I did. I threw one in there.
It's definitely either the Underboss or the Stank Lord. And because I've heard, you know, right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. There's a song called Funky Technician. What was the first
one? The Funky Man.
I mean, if he's the Funk Lord and the Funk Soul Brother and the Funky Technician, then he is also the Funky Man.
Okay.
He was really into the funk, man. So it's got to be the Underboss, the From Under Cheese Man, or what was the last one? Tony the
Stank Lord.
The Underboss.
I'm actually going to go with the Stank Lord. I think he really is the underboss.
Chuck for the win.
Wow. Oh, man. What kind of name is that?
I think what he's trying to get at is that he's the boss of the underworld, like a, you know, like in the mob.
But I don't understand. I'm here to see the boss. Right. What are you? I'm the underboss. Why am I talking to you?
I'm going
to
tell him you said that.
Good.
All right. Which of the following Nas albums did not go platinum? A.
Ooh, this is going to be
A. fun. Illmatic. B. It Was Written. C. Nostradamus. D. Hip Hop Is Dead.
Hip Hop Is Dead.
Yo, I think the reason why Hip Hop Is Dead is that the correct answer to this is Illmatic.
Cole,
oh,
for the
right.
points.
I did it.
The answer is Illmatic. Although, Chuck, you weren't that far off, man.
Wait, what's the answer?
Hip Hop Is Dead did not go.
Oh, you said you definitely, when we listen to the tape back, you go, the answer is Illmatic. Cole, for the points.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
Okay, my bad.
I was so excited that I actually got something.
No,
right.
That's okay. So Hip Hop Is Dead did not go platinum.
Well, I almost feel like it's a trick question because isn't it at such a disadvantage in terms of the overall sales of music?
That's exactly why it's the right answer, because the overall sales of
right
music had gone down so much. Although,
but that's like looking at NFL running backs.
Illmatic didn't go platinum until after like It Was Written was already out. Yeah,
Illmatic went platinum 5 years after it was debuted.
Right.
5 years.
Jesus.
So that was kind of a trick question, but whatever. And
thanks,
and
Kick.
It was also a trick question because if you look at the track listing for Nostradamus,
it is
scary.
Oh,
bad or good?
Bad, bad, yeah. Bad.
Bad times, not good times.
Bad Nas.
Yo, Cole, you've listened to the J. Cole song, the Let Nas Down?
I have not. Should I?
Yeah, definitely. Steve, definitely a super ill song, man.
Yeah,
that's really dope. But when he says, "I mean, you owe me, dog," I thought that you could relate. Yeah.
Is
such an ill fucking line.
Definitely ill line.
I'll have to check that out. Mm. Who would you say is?
It's actually a really it's a cool concept for a song. See, one of his friends, I guess, had gotten the J. Cole album and talked about how he hated it, how Nas had hated it, and so the word got back to J. Cole, and he did a song like, I can't believe Nas heard my record and he hates it. This is a cool idea. And then there's actually a Nas response to that song. There's a Let Nas Down featuring
Link
Nas.
Link on SoundCloud. That's what we should do.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Nas, as good as the J. Cole song was, the Nas version of it is fucking retarded good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do think there's something to be said for like, J. Cole had laid out a pretty definitive structure for the song, and Nas follows it and kind of changes the character, so to speak, in the chorus. Where it was like, you know, Pac was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible, and Nas uses like G-Rap and like Big Daddy Kane or something like that. So it's definitely easier to sort of blaze the trail when the beat's already there and someone's already did it. But yeah, the Nas verse is probably the better of the two. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that. That's my opinion.
I like your opinion.
Yo, speaking of rap stuff in general, did you hear that? All right, so the BT Cypher, BT Awards are, I guess, sometime in October. They don't do them live. And for the last couple of years, they've been doing these cyphers that they get good rappers on. They're actually pretty fucking entertaining to watch on YouTube. Or YouBoob. And on the most recent one, they're saying Kendrick Lamar disses Drake.
Okay.
In his verse on
there.
Did
you watch it or not?
No, but on Hot 97, I heard the clip. And
does it sound like a diss at all?
I don't know how I feel about the subliminal disses, but it says, you know, the world went cold after I dropped Control, putting soft rappers back in their pajama clothes or something like that. Is that a diss?
I guess it could be.
Like,
well, who's known for wearing pajamas?
That's true. Has he ever worn pajamas?
Yo, you know the underboss. Actually,
any rapper who's ever worn pajamas should probably catch feelings for that.
I mean, it's a shot at somebody.
Right.
I definitely feel like.
Yeah.
You don't think that goes back to episode 17? Plug available on SoundCloud.com/ChromeBills. You don't think that's a plug to that of you know, the rap you. Of like, yo,
but that's so
coming after you. Yeah,
that's so specific. Like it seems. I mean, doesn't pajamas seems like
is pajamas specific?
I feel like if there was a video of him in a bed wearing pajamas, then you'd be like, oh yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
but I don't know. He's just saying you're soft. You wear pajamas.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think Drake's widely known as the soft rapper. So
what?
Hey,
so
yo.
So do you believe it, Chuck? You think it's a shot at him?
I don't know. You know, the subliminal shit, like the guy just did a song where he called out a bunch of rappers by name, yeah. You know.
He should call him out again.
You never had to, that was one of the, for all of Eminem's flaws, the one thing you never had to worry about was whether someone was getting a subliminal diss.
True.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, and I kind of put Kendrick in that category. I feel like if he's trying to fucking call somebody out, if he doesn't call you by name, he's going to, like, specifically mention your album name or something like that. That makes it okay. He's clearly going at this guy.
I think he's just trying to...
Like, he might not call the guy Lord Finesse, but he might call him the Funky Technician or even the underboss.
He would call him that. True. You guys, I got two more questions if we can just get through them. If we can just power through these. New Jersey, stand
No!
You up for this?
I feel like we're trudging through.
Yeah, you up
let's
for this?
Let's add some spice to it. Some panache, if you will.
Panache?
Go ahead.
This should be an easy one. I hope this is an easy one. What hip-hop producer wrote Teddy Riley's lyrics for the Rex and Effects hit Rump Shaker? Rick Rubin. Dr. Dre. Pharrell. Kanye West.
Pharrell.
All right, it was too easy. Fuck that question.
Wait, is Pharrell also a producer of that song and not credited as working on production on that
song? He's,
The Nardwar interview?
He said he didn't produce it, he just wrote the lyrics.
But who produced it then? The other dude from the Neptunes?
No, I think Teddy Riley did. I think the rump...
Teddy Riley or the bobblehead Teddy Riley that plays the piano? Do you remember that video?
Yes.
There was a little like 4-inch Teddy Riley on the
board. That was a good pull right there, Chuck.
Hey, we got him working all over town. You know, that was when R&B songs kind of cranked on the radio because they had like popping drums and they always started with a rap verse.
Poison!
Like the version of No Diggity definitely starts with like 16 bars from Dre.
No Diggity. Chuck just gave a shout out to No Diggity with Dr. Dre.
Yeah. People can't even get me to listen to like the Pusha T album yet. I'll sit on a podcast and big up No Diggity.
Well, you know who wrote Dr. Dre's verse?
At its finest,
right? You know who wrote Dr. Stumpy D actually did quite a bit of ghostwriting.
Stumpy
in his day.
Stumpy D.
Do you know about? Have you ever heard of Stumpy D, Chuck?
Yo, Stumpy.
Stumpy D is he's in Different Styles. The new crew's Different Styles.
You could get no pussy whatsoever if you're in fucking. Name was Stumpy.
What's ill
D.
about Stumpy D is that he can never quite reach the mic stand, and he has to bring a phone book with him to the shows. Stumpy D, right?
I like that Cole's doing.
He's doing Stumpy D.
Cole's doing visual humor on a podcast.
Jump up, and I'm gonna say what I have to say because I'm Stumpy D.
Don't hurt your back.
Cole's doing incredible visual humor. Unfortunately,
you can't see
the format of this show. Hey, when are we going to try and Ustream the Chrome Bills podcast?
At some point. Not tonight.
I have an email from you that's like 8 months old that says subject light bulb. Yeah. And then in the body of the email it says Ustreaming Chrome Bills.
I wrote light bulb in the subject line?
Yeah.
That's some urban ass shit.
We used to send emails to each other a lot.
I just got a great idea, hey, fellas. T-shirts.
And when you start using emoticons, I think, period.
Have I used an emoticon with you?
I think dudes should not use emoticons in text messaging.
You should see Chuck and I. Think it's all emoticons.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not true, but I do think that like emoticons, I definitely use them in texting back and forth with my girl, for sure. But... And it's like, and lots of exclamation points and stuff I would never do with you suckers. Yeah. But I do think it's funny when, like, I have my one friend who I don't even want to blow up a spot that bad, but this dude is covered in tattoos and he's like a very, very thorough looking dude. And he uses like emoticons that I didn't even know existed. Wow. Like, he does the one like, my mouth is a gape.
Whoa, a gape is in a group. Different styles.
Agape. Rain.
Well, that's the other thing too. You're not the only person he's texting. Like he's doing this a lot.
What are some other things that guys shouldn't do with each other?
With each other?
normal thing. I was thinking like, what if I bought you a
shopping?
What if I bought you a Christmas sweater?
this just turned into the, like the Tea Party podcast. They're like, what are other things men shouldn't do?
Like, what if I bought you strawberries? What if I bought you a thing of strawberries?
And like, was that,
like,
was it?
Yeah, just like.
See, I feel like between the three of us, there would be that sort of Tim and Eric edge to it. Like, we'd recognize it was a joke. Yeah. I feel like.
What if I sent, Cole, what if I sent an edible arrangement to you at the archives? Yeah.
That'd be dope. Chuckarino.
Chuckarino.
Like, yo, that'd be too far. Whereas, I think if you brought, like, strawberries to the Chrome Bills podcast and you're like, hey, man, I know you've always really liked
a berry. What if I start calling you guys by your full names, like Nicholas.
Just giving out our social security
and then
security
I gave
number.
You strawberries. Like, Nicholas, here's some strawberries.
Well, I think your boy, who was it that you met? Ramsey? I think he'd say Steven's all right with that.
Ramsey.
Yo, we should be
Ramsey from Montana.
Charles Nicholas and Steven.
Charles Nicholas and Steven.
With the Mike Aaron and Eddie. Mike Aaron and Eddie.
It's your boy conjugation.
It's your boy.
This is the thing.
Yeah, so, hey, okay.
This show is turning into the Golden Girls.
It's good. It's good. I'm drinking coffee. But one of the MC's names in different styles.
It's your boy conjugation.
It's your boy conjugation.
And people are like, oh, my favorite one's conjugation. Who? You know, it's your boy conjugation? Oh, yeah, that one. You got to say the full name.
I feel like rappers have taglines.
It's your boy.
And they're hilarious. They should be part of the name.
It's Ibic.
Like that, I told you that after I listened to the Jay album, like, I do like the record. But after going through it, every song is like an isolated single and not an actual song. And you could tell because they all have these like, yo, it's your boy, Hov.
Right.
Like every song starts with that. A cohesive album should not have every song reintroduce the rapper in the first like six bars.
Who has the most annoying ad-libs of any rapper?
Oh, Jim Jones.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one.
I don't think I could even name one.
Rapper with ad-libs? Do underground rappers have ad-libs? I feel like it's mostly a mainstream thing to have your ad-libs.
I mean, I feel like
Redman is the king of
fuck
the ad-lib.
My bad.
And Busta Rhymes always did it. And then when he blew up, he was still doing
it. He's like, ha! Ha!
Eminem.
Yeah, the Redman's
ha! Ha!
Yeah.
What's Eminem's ad-libs?
Burpee.
Eminem has ad-libs, too. He does, like, fart noises and, like, whistles and shit. Oh, is this Ego Trip?
Yeah. It's me, Burpee Q.
Burpee Q.
Yeah, I meant to have an intervention with Cole about the burping on the mic.
Sorry.
Apparently, I forgot to do it before this episode.
Has he done that? He's done that a few times?
Really?
I just want to let the Chrome Billions at home know that I'm addressing the situation, and it will be fixed before we bring in Blanche from the Golden Girls on episode 19.
Chuck's got a lot of emails.
I'm bringing poppy seed muffins to the next Chrome Bills episode.
I'm going to bring a nickel-plated mirror.
Can you guys give me a percentage of you know, friends or people that you know on a personal level that you've shared the show with?
Is there a number less than zero?
What do you think the percentage rate of them that have actually listened to
it? I'd say it's like 50%.
50? Yeah. That's actually pretty good.
I would put me at 25%.
My friends are assholes.
I put it at 25%. Like,
our friends are not going
to
listen to this.
I have a lot of really, really fucking asshole friends, man. They're just like, oh, you're doing that. That's cool, but nah.
To be honest, I feel like half the reason that the three of us do this is that our audience to this point in our lives has been the same for like the last 10 years. We just want new people to say the same shit to. So why would our friends listen to this? They're like, yo, I've heard this shit a million times. Cole likes AC Lone. Like, oh, that's fucking breaking news.
Yeah, they're like Chuck's and Mike Golden
and Mike and
Nine again.
Right. Cole likes Micah 9 and AC Alone.
Steve's got a fucking million records, and he's a prick if you don't know him. Like, oh, I'm just finding that out for the first time. Go ahead.
That was good. I think that's going to resonate with any of my friends who actually listen to this.
That's what I'm trying to say. We got to include. We don't want to be exclusive. We want to be inclusive.
I do want to give a shout out to everyone that does listen to the show. If you've even listened to more than one Chrome Bills, you're okay in my book.
I'm going to go on record as saying that if you listen to this on a regular basis, thank you, but I don't want to talk to you if we see each other in person. Leave me alone.
That's just Cole saying that. I'm willing to entertain any and all conversations. I really like when I find out that my opinions are shitty.
Hey, I was thinking about your show, and you just get punched in the dick.
Yo, that shit you said about Fabulous was fucked up, man. Like, what did I say? Fabulous. That you didn't like that one song.
Man, at 27 minutes right. and 33 seconds in episode 8A, you said this. I'd almost be glad to get accosted for something like that.
True.
At least somebody's listening.
I really hope Axum, the god of religion, poetry, all things spiritual and lively.
Here's
yeah. this and take shots at us.
You know what's really annoying is when artists repost compliments that people give them.
I call them me tweets instead of retweets because I'm
clever.
Funny like that.
That guy's clever.
And I stole it from somebody, but there's rappers I've had to stop following because I'm like, dude, it's one thing if Redman or someone was like, hey, I'm actually checking out Chrome Bills, obviously we would retweet that in a second. But like if Bill from Idaho is just like, hey man, stumbled on a new podcast, these guys are good, I think we can just let that float in the atmosphere on its own.
I'm going to retweet it, actually.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, we should definitely, like, that would be the first time that's happened.
Do you think do you think there is that guy out there
no.
from Idaho?
Not a chance.
Should I, in the interest of honesty, yes. name the rapper who I had to unfollow this week because the me tweets have yeah. gotten so insane?
Yeah, you should.
Fashon. Nope. And I love the guy as a musician.
But just every little thing somebody would say, he would retweet.
I feel like he just searched. He has like a bot that searches his name and like.
I got a silly question.
Yes.
Is there a rapper named Fat Sean and Fashion?
I can't imagine there's not a rapper named
Fat Sean.
Fat Sean.
But it's not. It's not like Fashion was heavy set at one point and then changed his name to Fashion when he lost weight.
He's actually pretty young. Like, he could legally have sex with Lord, who I saw last night.
Whoa.
What?
We'll bleep that out later.
Stumpy D and
Stumpy D.
No, it's Stumpy D. Do my thing. Just keep the mic. Dude. Right. Fucking play.
This is not going to translate well.
There. It will.
This has been a mistake.
Are you talking about the podcast?
No.
No, I mean, like,
really. Inviting you here tonight.
All right. Hey, do you have
having
you have
in my home?
I do have one more question, but it's such a it's kind
game
of a,
that you put together.
Is right, this the worst game that we've had on?
I thought this is actually entertaining after we got through the Lord Finesse question, but maybe it's not.
No, I think it's good.
Impeach the President is widely considered to be the most sampled drum break of all time. What hit rap song was created on accident by trying to recreate this famous break on a drum machine? A, The Bridge by Marley Marl. B, Boogie Down Productions, The Bridge Is Over. C, Audio 2, Top Billing. D, NWA Gangsta.
Can you repeat the question?
Impeach the President is widely considered the most sampled drum break of all time. What rap hit song was created on accident by trying to recreate this famous break on a drum machine?
The Bridge Is Over?
It is
Top Billing.
Top Billing. Well done, K Chromosome. You win jack shit.
You didn't win shit because I'm not bringing you anything.
Yo, we should do, instead of milk, it's almond milk.
Like almond milk is chilling?
Yeah.
Yeah. What more can I say?
Good feeling. Nah.
Well, we could also call that game Who Wants to Good Be feelings. Just as Broke as You Were When This Fucking Game Started.
True.
Cole's really upset that you didn't
He's
pay him
jaded.
For his time.
Let's go. It's
you,
MC.
Are you picking up on that?
It's MC such and such.
No. I think we need to.
Dude, I'll send you an edible arrangement for your time.
I think we need to refocus,
game.
Cole. Right?
Yeah.
How's the new album coming?
Am I getting out? Am I getting?
How's
out
the
of
album end? Coming?
It's really good. I got Blueprint to agree to do a video, so he sent me the treatment for that. The song is called Serotonin Sweepstakes. I talked to DJ.
Nah, dude, you got to use a different song for the video. You got to use the joint that you played on Chrome Bills.
Yeah, but that's
What's that song called?
That's called Postpathic Profiteers. That's going to be.
Yeah.
I have the idea for that video. So he actually, it was interesting because I sent him five songs. He picked Serotonin Sweepstakes, and then after he agreed to do that, he's like, "I also want to do one for Postpathic Profiteers. I like that song." So. Great minds think alike.
We can't convince you to do Postpathic Profiteers instead of Serotonin Sweepstakes.
I think the video, the treatment for Serotonin Sweepstakes, the idea that he has, it's going to be ill.
Okay.
And it'll be worth it.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think I want to do two anyway. So.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. That's good.
Go ahead. What is the origin of that? Is that Jerky Boys?
It's Steve.
No, I think that's a Steve Jarek original, actually.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Okay. No. Go ahead.
And I didn't realize I did it until I hung out with you guys.
I've been on a kick because one of my really good friends up here, we went to high school together, and we've been going back and reminiscing on old slang. And it's like DC slang is this really funny thing when you get away from it. And the one I've been laughing about recently is Aw Young.
Like, young.
So, if something happened and young. You were surprised by it and you were like, Aw Young.
Yeah. I never used young, but I could always appreciate people who did.
And what about Nah, Joe?
Joe.
Joe had so many different meanings.
Joe.
What up, Joe?
Just in how you said it, you could be like, Joe.
I used to have a friend of mine used to prank call me when you could actually prank call people.
I miss that shit.
I know. It was a good time. And he used to pretend he was a guy named Tay-Tay. And he would be like, this is Tay-Tay, Joe. Why are you looking at my girl? And I was like, I wasn't looking at your girl. I was like in seventh grade.
But you were talking on your parents' phone. They're like, this dude's calling
the
my
rotary
house.
Phone. He was like, yo... He had me convinced that I was, I was in seventh grade. I just started seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I was scared of all the older kids. Yeah. He used to call me as Tay-Tay and be like, stop looking at my girl. I was like, I'm really sorry.
How did you find out it was a prank?
Because then, like, I saw him later and he was like, this is Tay-Tay, Joe.
Did we talk about on the podcast last week, did we talk about those videos and our differing opinions about them? With the guy chasing the people with the chainsaw?
No.
We didn't talk about that.
No, that was afterwards.
Should we?
Sure.
I think that was in the post-show.
All right. So I'll preface this. All right. We'll post the video later.
I think you mean preface?
The preface killer.
MC preface. I don't do preface.
The preface killer is what's up.
Preface. Prefacci. All
right. So it's a prankster, and he has these videos, and he takes it to a level that he probably shouldn't take it.
Wow.
And this particular video, he dresses up as Jason Voorhees and he has a chainsaw.
And he goes like giving Freddy a fucking flamethrower.
And he's on like a college campus or a college area, and he sneaks up on people, starts the chainsaw with the hockey mask on, and walks towards them.
Or runs
towards them really fast.
Yo.
And it's people are genuinely like scared for their lives.
As visceral and over the top as this is sounding, for those of you who haven't seen it, it is exactly that.
Yeah.
And it, like the dude,
he goes up to people who are on their on the porch of their house. They're just hanging out talking on the porch of their house, and he walks up the steps, like up to the front door with a chainsaw.
And these people freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
And where I diverged from you two subhuman pieces of shit.
Right.
Was I was saying, yo, like, this is super fucked up.
Yes.
If these people never find out that's a prank, that's pretty traumatizing.
Right.
But if you guys were like, that's funny.
And I somehow rationalized it. I was like, it's just like that scene in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when the guy walks into the room and the people... He walks into the bathroom and Johnny Depp's like tripping so hard that something's going on.
The guy's sniffing, he's sniffing drugs off the guy's arm.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, and it makes it look like
it's a gay love scene or something.
Like it's very gay.
Okay. So where we differ is I was laughing.
Where
at
we
this.
Differ is I have empathy.
I
thought it was funny. I'm not a sociopath.
But I find it artistic.
You, we're sociopaths.
I have sympathy for fellow human beings.
And I tried to rationalize it to myself by saying nobody got hurt.
Steve, I will say that when Cole is the voice of reason, you have found yourself in a bad
It's a real place. Downer. I've found that's what I've found.
Like right now, the two I of found us that it's really need to question.
It's like having your uncle like tell you, you know, to relax or something and chill out.
Well,
like,
here's the thing though. You're saying that nobody got hurt. If they never find out, then they are hurt. They're psychologically hurt. I have to let it go. I do. I got to drop the ball on this.
Yeah, I kind of see that. Argument,
here's where I'm at with it. You're right, but you're not fun.
Okay, fair enough. I can live with that.
I think there's an artistic angle of like, what's really real anyway, man?
You know what? Like, if for some reason I was tricked into going on a roller coaster, I would be pissed off when I got off that roller coaster. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Like somebody puts you in a car that the brakes are cut off, but really you're on a track and everything's going to be okay.
But But still, that.
So what do you say? How do these two things
that
relate?
Falls completely
are
short?
Are you saying that as long as someone tells you afterwards that you were on?
No,
a
I would
coaster,
be pissed. I would. I'm agreeing with Cole that I would be pissed.
But if you didn't know, you'd be scared shitless.
Yeah, you would be scared shitless for the whole time,
for the rest of your life.
That's but me as the observer can still find humor in it.
I mean, I think that.
Okay, how about this? If I'm driving and I see like a squirrel that's dead on the road, I feel empathy for that squirrel.
Okay.
So I'm not completely all evil.
Right.
Maybe I just hate.
But if you
humans.
See something.
But if I saw somebody get chased with a chainsaw.
So pretty much anything short of death, you're okay with.
I'm okay with it.
No, but Steve, true or false, have you ever moved a dead animal out of a roadway?
Definitely. I have moved animals that were breathing on their last breath because they had just gotten hit. And I tried to save them, and I ended up, you know, essentially burying them on the side of the road.
Right.
Have you given a squirrel mouth-to-mouth before?
No.
Have you given any sort of animal resuscitative breathing?
Fat girls in college don't count.
When I was living in San Diego, my roommate had a dog, and I loved this goddamn dog so much that we would go... Oftentimes, we would get late-night burritos, and I would let the dog share the burrito with me.
Oh.
Yeah. I would take a bite, give the dog a bite.
And then you take another bite after that.
Okay, I was like,
you are disgusting.
I love this dog.
That is
it was a girl dog, and she was like a
sister
or a daughter.
Do you realize how much time every day a dog spends?
Yes. It was a girl dog,
how much time a dog spends licking its own asshole?
If I can't be real with you guys, then why are we doing this?
I didn't want to know that. That was too real.
If I can't be real.
We're supposed to be real on
here? Do you wish you never heard that before? Huh?
No, I think it's amazing. I'm glad that all the chrome billions across the
fuck
land.
Fuck it, man.
Got to hear that.
Don't talk to me if you see me. I'm just kidding.
Shut the fuck up when I'm talking to you.
Shut the fuck up. I'll go with the underboss.
All right. So let's take us out of here with a little freebasing. What do you think?
Yo.
I feel like my beat timing is off.
I guess we can always
try.
We can always chop you up. I can chop you up later. It's all good.
Yeah, maybe you can move me on beat. And if you have to chop certain lines to make those on beat as well, that's fine.
I can do that.
Yo, check it out. It's uncertain times. I'm chopping certain lines. You about to find the perfect rhyme over the top of the spine. When they try to bring it out, then they peel it off the back. But rappers are sounding whack now. I just attack from the top, so I can have a lot of things to say, yet I won't go flop. It sounds like I'm doing anything else but warming up now. I gotta warn you pups, I'm about to pour your cup out of the frame. It's like everybody's to blame, they gotta be twice the same. But rappers, they came to the show, then they left so exposed. The pregnant, the remnant, it's all been descended from the top. When I try to pick it up, hey yo, I think you got a little butt. Go for it. Go for it, Chuck.
Give me the football. It's something I want to toss. Peace to that rapper who's called the underboss. I think his name is Lord Finesse. Hear me rhyme, you're surely impressed. That's the way that I be speaking. October 14th, I'm at the New Eureka. It's down by NYU. Can you get the censorship too to Mr. F.U., C to the K, speaking it, amazing, going through amazing. All my unique powers couldn't get me up today. I'd only slept for 3 hours and had to go to a meeting. You could smell vodka when I was breathing. You best believe it. Yes, it gets deep.
And I'm drinking coffee. And I'm hard like Mr. Softy. Don't test me, son, I got the recipes. And I'm quite scary. If you think you're tough, I'll buy you some strawberries.
Maybe poppy seed muffins, maybe a couple bagels. My favorite rapper of all time is Brown and Nagel. I used to play quarterback for the Jets, but when I come into your basement, my armpit sweats. So you could forget all of the nets. I'm the best when it comes to everything but sex. Check it out. When I start to open up, can you turn up the beat so I can hear something else? It's got me tapping my feet. You clicking with the mouse. Yeah, I'm rapping over my mouth, and now I can see what it's all about up on the screen. Turn you up to the V-O-U-L-M-E, the volume. I'm fucking up, not spelling words quite correctly, but rappers still respect me. Inject these styles into your neck, into your bloodstream. What team you running with? I think you suck a dick. Who rappers think they fucking with? They fucking suck. Hey, yo, Chuck, what is up?
Chuck is up.
I gotta definitely cut that out.
We might take this all out. All right, so check it out. Mr. Lift in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, do I got DJ Cool coming in?
Okay. Let's do a real one.
Pucker your lift.
DJ Cool coming in?
What's up? Pucker your lift. You ain't nobody fucking with this.
DJ
Cool is not here.
I got enough to say it. My phone just froze. I guess I gotta get it upgraded. I've been up late since I fucking moved to NY to the city. Best believe me, and it's a pity. I'm looking pretty, cause I haven't changed since I went to work on a Friday. It's casual. One of my favorite rappers in Hyro is casual. I'll send you a edible arrangement. It's just casual. Don't be bashful when I ask you if you've ever had Tabasco in your... Yo.
Yo. He likes listening to casual rappers. They're not actual or factual. Attack your crew. When I'm standing in back of you, I'll come around to the front of hollow ground, surrounding everything that you put out into the world. You've externalized. Word to wives, hear your herbs will die. When I try to turn inside, bring it outside, you can doubt pride, but I'm about to wreck my style. Off at the top, offer me props, and if you think it's not dope enough, stop calling the cops, cause you trying to bite, don't have the copyright. It's been a sloppy night. It's your boy Conjugation. Rappers, I give them moms pregnancies with the complication. Confrontation, but everybody needs some concentration. It's so easy with the shun, I-O-N. Turn the eye on so I can turn the sky on. I flip off the switch, now it's nighttime. Hey yo, rappers, I kick a freestyle and then they bite mine. Fuck it, it's different styles, middle management. You little kids, I can't handle it. Stop crying, change your diapers in a more suitable place, because I can smell a little bit of poop in my face.
Yo, that's amazing. Funny rhyme battle.
Wow.
I know how we get it back on track.
You did it.
What do you got, Chuck?
Bills, man. Episode 18. I think we make a great team.
Slam doing it.
18. I want to make cream. I want to have some fake dreams. I want to meet some fake teens. And go to Dairy Queen.
This is
an escape scene. Like trying to break out.
Who this? Moving through this music. They call me Beefcake like I'm Brutus. Leaving you clueless.
I think rappers are very whack.
Yo, I like to freestyle slow.
Yo. I think rappers are very whack. It's your boy over exercised hairy back. He's the dude who's like
really
ripped up.
That was either going hairy back or hairy crack.
Hairy back is much better than hairy sack or crack. Word up.
I know, yeah. Like, Cole had a one-night stand with a girl once,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to have seen her the next morning at breakfast. It was, like, a big event that we were all at, and she was just like, I slept with a guy that had a really hairy back last
night. Did you really? Oh, boy.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, that was my friend Cole. I was like, good to know he smoshed.
He
moshed it up.
He was quite gentle.
Here's a fun fact for her, then, if she's going to put me on blast like that. The reason it was the day before the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
The reason that I didn't spend the night in her room is because of how loud she snored.
That's amazing.
I was like, yo, like, this is too much.
He's going in, ladies and gentlemen.
I really shouldn't have put Cole. I feel bad for putting
Cole on blast. And now there's
two things I'm not. A hairy guy and a pothead. Just, you know, don't believe it.
Ah, chilling with Cole and Nicholas. My man Cole's short game is ridiculous.
Rappers, they're getting ticklish. It's probably because they got a clitoris. I'm insidious. You can't get with this. I'm about to kick your kid out of the park. You're not tall enough for this ride. Get off the monkey bars. I'm a funky star. Yeah, junk your yard.
Cole, do you remember when I broke the headphones at a battle at GW? Because I was so excited that I was freestyling. And I said, I was like, your favorite, I was rapping, battling someone. And I was like, Your favorite clitoris is covered in syphilis, and your bitch ass is still licking it.
Yeah.
And I was so excited that I had freestyled that I threw these headphones down and broke them.
Yeah.
And we had the battle had like 8 more rounds to go, and everyone had to use these broken headphones.
Yeah.
I didn't even end up winning the battle. It was like in the first round.
Getting hype, man.
Hype.
Breaking headphones.
I lost a season that battle, actually.
I remember it that you won, but the judges were, they fucking flaked out.
It's bullshit.
Plus, I'm a sore loser, so I paid him off.
He was living on rep. I guess you won the battle of who had more rep.
Yeah.
You're more well-known. You're more popular.
Yeah, it's worked out really well for me. Thanks.
They were like, rep career. That's the guy that C's Mice is putting on, right? I think he co-signed him. That's like me. And then I get to be like, I co-signed Cole on this podcast.
Yeah. Are you put me on? You put me on.
I made him underboss 1B.
I was an underboss to the rap scene.
I'm the
A-yo.
A-yo. All right, let's. I'm gonna stop hitting record on this shit. But this has been fun.
This was good, guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate this happening, and if it never happens again, I totally understand.
I appreciate it as well.
Those were
weird laughs. Did you hear that we just did it? Anyway.
Wait, so was it the underboss?
One, two, three, four. Chrome bills. La, 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 live for today.